In Jesus' name we come and thank you, Lord. How your thoughts to us are more than the sand of the sea, more than the stars in the heaven. Lord, thank you again. You saw this appointed time for us to come and to rejoice over your Son in that wondrous encouragement of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, take these things by your Spirit today. God, show them unto us. Lord, my heart just expands with the full assurance of faith in believing you. Lord, help us to be quick to believe, not slow to believe. God, let us just hear these things, God, and apply them to our hearts. Lord, let us trust you today and look to your word. God, not to man's ways, not to man's winds of doctrine, but Lord, truly to settle down and by the Spirit, Lord, to have these things discerned in our heart, that you love us, that your grace is for us, that your mercy has seated us. And Lord, let us be to the praise and the glory of that grace this morning. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Open up your Bibles today. We'll begin in 1 John chapter 3. And thanking God for so much encouragement in this precious little letter. And in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Such a familiar, thank you, Jesus, familiar, praise God. And not just familiar, but a knowing and a thankfulness that just bursts from our heart every time we hear it. But in 1 John 3, 2, it says, beloved, 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 beloved. That just grips your heart right there, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. Now are we the sons of God. Isn't that marvelous? Now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Yeah, we can look around and say amen to that. We can look in a mirror and say amen to that. But we know, there again, that knowledge, praise God. We're not guessing. We're not contemplating something here. God is giving us and has given us knowledge and faith to believe. And this grace, which is so immense, praise the Lord, to believe in this wondrous promise and truth that he has given. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So once again, that is now. Right now. Right now, right now, right now, we are the sons of God. And last week it was such a rejoicing to praise the Lord with you and to thank our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As he said there in John 17, 22, Father, the glory that you have given me, I have given them. Father, the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, now are we the sons in the glory that he received of the Father he gave us. That is exactly why, praise God, when we see him, we shall be like him. Now, Lord, help us. Help us. Let us be strong in faith. Let us be thankful, praise God, in what the Word of God has assured us and told us what we know. What we know, not what we think, not what someone else has told us, but what we know in the Word of God. You think about this from the very beginning, even with Adam. The Godhead said, let us make man in our own image. In our own image. The glorious image of our precious Father, the Godhead. Let us make him in our own image. Spiritually, the Word of God says that we grow from glory to glory. Amen? We grow from glory to glory. That's the only thing you grow in the Lord, because he's all glorious. So if you're growing in the Lord, you're growing in glory. Amen? And that's all grace. Amen? So we know that it's grace that gives us glory. And praise be to God that God made you in the very image of him. What a glorious God. And then he says, spiritually, we grow from glory to glory into what? His very image. Amen. And then, praise God, it goes on to tell us that in that image, it's not just a type. It's not just a reflection. Oh, no, it's not. We can grow up speaking truth in love. And see, there it is, so important. Truth in love. And by speaking truth in love, what happens to our growing up? We grow up into Him in all things. In all things. Into Him in all things. Into the measure and the stature and the fullness of Him. Isn't it amazing how complete the Word of God is? He didn't say you just grow up like Him. He said you grow up into Him. And you grow up into Him in all things. See, we're in Christ and Christ in us. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. There's that glory thing again, isn't it? You think He's after glory? Oh, yes, He is. Did the Word of God say that the woman is the glory of the man? I think we have a very romantic Savior, don't you? Praise God, that's after us. In such full passion. You'd have to deny the complete Old Testament. It's not just a love story, it's an intimate, it's a passionate, it's a pursuing love story. Over and over and over and over again. Describing the heart of our God. That it said that those prophets, they wrote those things for us. They wrote them for us. They wanted to look into them. We know that they're not stories. That was the very word of our Lord in a mystery that has been spoken to us. That by the wonderful revelation of the Holy Ghost and through the Apostle Paul, who is given. How many times does it say in the Word of God that he was the one that it was revealed to him, the mystery that had been hidden. The mystery that had been hidden of the riches of Christ. Oh my. So we see that he tells us, you don't just grow up like me. You grow up into me in all things. And we can grow up, praise God, into the very measure and the stature and the fullness of him. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. But praise be to God what he's done for us. And then as we rejoiced last week and the week before, and I pray we've been rejoicing for some time, it says about the sons of God that, see, he saved us and he raised us and then he seated us together with him in the heavens in Christ. So he says he seated us not near him. He didn't have us standing in front of him. He says, I've seated you with me in the heavens in Christ. So I think if I'm sitting with somebody, all right, like we're going to go somewhere, right, brother? You're not going to put me on the other side of it. We're sitting together. Hey, how you doing over there, right? That's not going to work that way. He seated us together with him. And I ask you so sweetly, where is he? He is at the right hand of the Father. Just listen to the word of the Lord. Just listen to what the Lord tells you where you're seated. So he saved you, raised you, and he seated you together with him. Right there at the right hand of the throne of the Father. And that's where he seated us to view everything from. Amen? He's told us that our citizenship is in heaven. Amen? He tells us that now are we the sons of God. Praise the Lord. And he told us right here in the verse that we started, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. We know. And then the Lord tells us what we know in this depth of the truth of what we can grow up into him in all things, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of him. And so I thank God that he's given us a life that, again, saved us, raised us, made us his own to truly reign with him. And we cannot deny that. And I want you to go on over to Galatians chapter 4. Because the Lord has us going on in this precious thought of who we are and who he has made us in him. And in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. We're not just going to verse 1 today, but verse 6. All right? How glorious. It says, and because ye are sons. Isn't that beautiful? Just bringing us right back to that point. Now are we the sons of God, and because ye are sons, all right, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart. Praise the Lord. We have the Spirit of Christ that lives in us. Praise God. The Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Christ lives in us. Amen. All right. The moment you accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, the Spirit of Him comes to live in your heart. Praise God. So we have the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Wherefore, okay, because of this, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So he's making this very known to us that we are sons. We are not servants, but we are heirs of God because we are born of God. And it tells us that we are no longer servants, but sons. Praise God. Oh, yes. See, I mean, we say these things, we hear these things, but it's like, now come on, really think about this. You are sons and heirs of God. The problem that you have right now is you're still seeing yourself as what you think maybe you look like you are, but this is truly what He has done and who you are. You're a son and an heir of God. I mean, it is amazing here. I mean, if any of us, whatever these lotto things get to, now come on, let's be honest. You hit that thing and you won a $500 million, and some of them do. You'd be running around saying, oh man, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Look at these guys shooting off to space now. They're so rich in their own rockets. Their own rockets. Can you imagine that? They had one of these billionaires, his daughter got married. They went to this big old estate, a dress, praise God. We could add all of our houses up together and it wouldn't even pay for that dress. That's truth. But here we are right now, the sons of God, the heirs of God. How rich is that? How rich is that? Amen. There's nothing even that could compare, praise the Lord, with the riches of God in the Godhead, that we're now the sons of God, we're the heirs of God, and I am no longer a servant. Praise God. I thank the Lord. So, it gets intimate here though. We have full access to our dad. And that's exactly what Abba Father means. There's such an intimacy, a sweetness in it. It's dad. And I love that. And how I love my natural dad and still do. But oh, thank God, my father is my dad. I have full access to him. I am a full inheritor from my father. But yet, see, if that isn't enough, it's not, because we're talking about exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. We're not just heirs. How could we not continue to read over and over and over and over about our birthright? And you turn to Romans 8, and you look at verse 17 of what we've just read, that we are now sons and we are now heirs. Amen? And in Romans 8, 17, and it says, and if children, praise God, then we are heirs, and we are heirs of God. Right back there to God the Father. We are heirs of God the Father. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has told us that just in the brief time we've had in three different scriptures, we're sons and heirs, sons and heirs, sons and heirs. Not servants, sons and heirs, sons and heirs, sons and heirs. Amen? We're sheep. We got to keep hearing it. We're dumb. We'll get our head stuck in a fence. It's the truth. Sons and heirs, sons and heirs, sons and heirs. Come on. But there's even more. And I love that word and. It means but moreover now. Once again now. Not somewhere down the road. But moreover now, joint heir. So see, we went from an heir as a son with God the Father to moreover now, joint heirs. See, there's a difference there. One's an inheritor, but then the joint heir is a co-inheritor. It's a co-inheritor. That word in the Greek means joint heir as husband and wife. So now it went from this son-child relationship to a marriage relationship. Isn't that something? Oh, yeah, that is something. It's a something-something. So it said, and joint heirs. Now, it didn't say God here again, did it? It says Christ. Now we're to his son. His son, who's going to have a wife. All right? And the heir part of the son, that's done because we are. Amen? And it says, and moreover now, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ as a husband and wife. But there's a caveat on this. There's a condition. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. There's that glory again, isn't it? Yes. And that glorified, I love that, means endowed with glory. Endowed with it. You have it. It's been basically not just given to you. It's in you. It's been consummated in you. The wife hath made herself ready. She's accepted him as her husband. Amen. I'm bursting with glory for him. Oh, it's amazing what he ministers to us. Amen. Now, think of this. To be a spouse, it's love. And it's love that has to fully mature. It is. It's love that has to fully mature. And to be a spouse is not just because you hit a certain age. It's not. There's a lot of people that aren't ready at any age. And maybe, did I say that? Ruh-roh. But, it's love that matures. It's love that matures. In my short time as pastor, I'm telling you, I've seen ones that are older. Well, it's not time. And then I've seen young ones. It's like, wow, that just don't seem right. But that love's mature. Amen. Come on now. So once again, the faithfulness of God, and it's the faithfulness of God that does this because we can't do a thing, but it's the faithfulness of God that matures that love, that grows that love up. And he does that by the Holy Ghost. It's exactly how he does it. The Word of God tells us that. The need for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The need to really understand that Holy Ghost was given to lead us into all truth, to guide us into all truth, and the Holy Ghost is the one that takes the love of Christ and sheds it abroad in your heart. Think about a verse that we just said, speaking truth in love. We grow up into him in all things. So I'd be a readied and a mature spouse with two things that grow up in my life, truth and love. What did Christ Jesus specifically say why he gave the Holy Ghost to us? Right? Truth, right? All truth. He wanted to say many things to those disciples back in John. He said, I have many things to say to you, but you can't understand them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Speaking truth. And then what does the Holy Ghost do? He takes the love of Christ and he sheds it abroad. It's like a geyser in your life. So this truth doesn't just come as knowledge. This truth comes as a proposal. This truth doesn't come anymore, Christ loves you. This truth comes at you, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm pursuing you. Praise God. Sons can be a double portion. They can be that double portion. They can also be a daughter-in-law to the Father. Oh, my. You think maybe Song of Solomon's making a little more sense? When the lover of the Shulamite said, my sister, my spouse. Only the Bible could say something like that and, hey, that's right. But only the Holy Ghost could put that together through Paul's gospel and make that right. Amen? Amen. See, that's not some weird saying. That's not like, ooh, that's kind of odd. No, that's not at all. That's exactly the truth. That's exactly the truth. I'm a daughter of the Father in that sense of praise be to God. I'm a child.
But then, hallelujah, in this transforming grace that gives me such glory, I grow into this joint heir with Jesus Christ. It's just the simplicity of the gospel, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful how the Holy Ghost just takes it? It's like, wow. And this is some, I mean, you may have heard this a lot of times. Maybe you haven't even heard it before. But it's just right there. This isn't high-hanging fruit. This is low-hanging fruit. This is simple. This is just right there. It's the simplicity of the gospel. The Word of God said, I'm ready to give you strong meat. Amen. Paul said, you know, it's time to go on to strong meat. This is what this is. You come to dine. This is a table for two. It's great to be around the family of God. But man, that Paul's gospel, it hones you in for intimacy. And this is, praise God, where the Lord has us. And thank you, Jesus. We're right there with him. But see, that's the Holy Ghost that brings this full maturity to know and to believe and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord, not you. But trust the Lord for the bridal calling on your life. Did he not say, and are we not confident and sure in the very thing that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day? Amen? And I thank the Lord, even the ones that we're sitting with today, by the grace of God, that they're hearing it and hearing it. Trust the Lord for that verse for their life and not just yours. I will accomplish it in the thing that I have sent it to. I believe the Lord for that. I have no confidence in you. I have no confidence in me, but I have complete confidence in him. And I know he's exact and he's precise. And I know when he's ministering, he's going to minister it to that vessel that's going to receive it. That's how the Word of God always did. That's how Rebecca got to the well. It wasn't for another one of the women that was there. There wasn't any. It was just her. And isn't that kind of an interesting thought? She was the only one. That's how the Lord will deal with you when you receive this bridal message. Sure, we're all here. Sure, we're all hearing this. Praise be to God. But I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how God does it. And he calls you out. And he circles you out. And he draws you. Just like he's done with every one of us. How did I get here? Man, I go back looking at that miracle, 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 miracle. And thanks be to God. How am I still here? Even a bigger miracle. Now, that by the grace of God is what we preach. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Children are satisfied with milk. I never want you to ever be satisfied with just milk. Shame on us. Shame on us. And I mean that. Because we are now sons and we are the heirs of God. We have it all. Hallelujah. We have it all. He freely gave us his own son. Amen. He didn't spare him. He said, how shall he not also freely give you all things? Praise the Lord. It is all mine. I love that song. It's mine, mine, mine. All is mine. There's one thing to be about that. It's right here in this word. Now, we study this and we thank the Lord. And you know, and I thank God that we do know this. There are two meanings for the word son. Two meanings for the word son in the Greek. You find it many times, the word son. Sometimes you see it children and all. There's two meanings for that word son. One of them is technon, which means a infant son, a baby, tiny little infant. That's technon. And then there's huios, which means a full-grown, mature son. Well, how fitting. In our text today, right back over here in, Galatians, where it says 4:6, and because ye are the sons of God, that it says that wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise be to God, that's huios. And it's fitting. And you know why? Because it takes a mature son to know that they are an heir of the Father. I believe it. Just because you're born in the family, just because you're born an heir, that doesn't mean you know you're an heir. You have to know your birthright. You have to know this. You have to know this. I believe we should. I mean, you're my brethren. I got a brother right here. I have a sister right there. I love them. I don't think we hide anything from us about our family matters. We don't. We talk about it. We have an inheritance from our mom and dad. It's all ours. Praise God. There's nothing hidden from any of us. And we, if we need to talk about it, we talk about it and all of that. How much more should we be talking about this? How much more should we be reminding one another about what we have in our Father and in Christ? But see, if we don't talk about it, then we're not going to know about it. Even though I'm an heir, and it says that right there in Galatians verse 1. Even though you are an heir, a Lord of all, if you don't know this, your capacity, even though you are the DNA of God is in you, son, to be the heir and Lord of all, you're just operating like a servant. You're being duped. You're being tricked. You're being starved. It's the truth. I want to be a fat sheep. Fat, 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 fat. And you got to feed. And you got to feed on these deeper things of God. Well, that's what's so beautiful here is it takes that wonderful life of really a mature son to know that they're an heir. A son to the Father. I'm my dad's son. Praise the Lord. I wasn't my dad John Odorcio's servant. I wasn't John Odorcio's employee. Matter of fact, I'm sure my dad wouldn't have hired me. But I was just like these two. We were his favored children. A favored daughter, a favored son, and a favored son. I mean, anybody here that had the right kind of parents, did you ever think that you were their servant? And that's just ridiculous, isn't it? How much more ridiculous is that with our Father God? Hallelujah! Now, Jesus is called the Son of God and the Son of Man. There's that word son. Every time he's referred to as son, you know what? It's always huios. It's always mature. I want to grow up into him in all things. I want that beautiful sonship in full growth in my life. That should encourage us, amen. Isn't that gorgeous? I just love that. He desires us more than anything to have that joint heirship with him. And once again, only mature sons can really realize that, you know what, I'm not a servant, I'm an heir. Are we fully grown in here? By God's grace, I pray we are. Do you really realize you're an heir of God? I mean, really, really, really realize that you're an heir of God. And it's just because, praise God, that you're an heir, hallelujah. That's why, praise God, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Now Paul goes on here, and he warns these sons in Galatians. If you read on, he warns them. He says, don't revert back to being an infant son. He's saying, see, if you have the knowledge that you're an heir, you're a mature son. You're on your way, all right? But what happens later on in the end of this chapter and going on is these sons are reverting back to being not grown and full-grown sons, huios sons. They go back to being tiknon sons, infant babies. And the reason why this goes on is because they regress by going back to being keepers of the law. That somehow now this bondage of my flesh, that it's going to be works that perfects me. That's the servant mentality. And I will tell you right now, because the Word of God will, if you read it for what it is, if you remain that servant, it will rob you and rob your life spiritually of ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. I said it so many times, and I thank the Lord when people hear that don't really necessarily understand it. I said, now, look, I grew up baby of the home, and I think John was pretty similar, even though he's the eldest, but I can't speak for John, even though I kind of know. John and I really can't do a lot of things. We're not really good homemakers, are we, brother, or anything like that? We need help. We need help, all right? And Mama was so loving to us that she pretty much did everything, all right? Shame on us, all right? But Mom loved to, she just loved us, you know? But she pretty much cleaned the room and did our, you know, did the dishes, you know, did all of this kind of stuff. And you guys have heard this stuff before. So here was this guy that grew up and never really had to think about that. All right? Mom did that. It was wonderful. Just was thankful. Always thanked her, loved her. Amen, Mom? Didn't take it for granted. I loved you. Thank the Lord. How could I not? Someone so gracious to me. Praise God. And that's all she wanted, just me to love her. She didn't have to do that, but she couldn't help herself because she loved me. But I never did that stuff. Never vacuumed, not a once. But here I got married. You know that? And I didn't stand there looking at Polly and Brother Hill right there marrying us and everything, and she's demanding that I become her servant. Can you imagine that? And I didn't demand it either. And you know what? She had it pretty good too. She'll tell you honestly. It was kind of fun. I couldn't decorate and she couldn't cook. We were quite a pair. But we had the best dinners, romantic cereal. It was amazing. Running to Dairy Queen in lightning storms. That was dinner, and it was good. But I'll tell you what, and thank you, Jesus, we've never stopped doing for one another. Never stopped. We just... guess you call it love. But notice the love came first. You'll never get to love by going through it as a servant. True love is the spousal love. And then you'll willingly suffer together with that one. Willingly. You'll allow this word to work effectually in you. You fall in love, and that word will separate you. It just will. You don't ever need to try or anything. Plus, you don't. You want people to love the Lord, and you do. But you just go on because you're in love. It really don't matter. But see, that's the truth of it all. The servant mentality will rob you. And I kind of close with this thought. I was thinking about those princes. They throw them in your face all the time there. You know, you got William and Harry. Huh? You know them. Those princes in England, right? Well, you know what? Those guys are born to the royal line, no matter what you think of them. Whether you think highly or lowly, whether you think they're pretty smart or, wow, that is, well, I won't even say. But I'll tell you, those boys, now men, they never were servants. They are not servants. And they will never be servants. Amen. Never. Because they're born to the royal line. That's it. Okay. Here you are. Here you are. You're born to the royal line of God. And this isn't just a temporary thing. And remember, one of those two probably will be king. I believe, I read about that company that's in the midst of the throne, the four living ones. Priests and kings to our God. How much grace? How much glory? A full, all glory. How much of that stature and measure and fullness? All. Kind of perfect, kind of complete. No, unto a perfect man. That's his vision. And that's the power, the plan, and the very life that he put in every child of God. And I sit here in such wonder thinking, oh, Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me to quit wrestling with this. Help me to quit wrestling with this and just to begin to really thank you for my birthright. Get over it. Just get over it. See, don't be self-righteous, because that's what that is. Self-righteous in a false humility, calling myself a servant. Instead of that, how about be mature and be thankful for the grace and be the men and women of God, the full-grown sons and daughters, and put on the crown and praise him for his grace. Amen? I believe that's the encouragement all through the Word of God, huh? Even that prodigal, think about him. I mean, just think about all of the things. The self-righteous brother, what did he want him to do? Oh, he can come back and work. He can be a servant. Dad wasn't having any part of that. That's my son. What don't we want to receive in this? What don't we want to receive? I mean, the kingdom has completely been waiting with a feast. Not an if, but when my son comes. A ring, a coat, and my beloved kiss. That's the joint heir of my kingdom. Don't let the devil dupe you. I'm telling you. It's all the enemy wants you to do, is to somehow take your eye off of a crown and get you to be a fool buried in your self-righteousness. You're no more a servant. You're not. You're an heir. He's gathered me with the heirs. The aristocracy, praise God, forever and ever. And ever and ever. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and just give you the praise today in the name of Jesus. And we thank the Lord again for this great grace. Great, 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 great grace. Lord, you're just always at it, Lord, to just continue to bestow upon us this anointing of who we are in you. Lord, what your blood, praise God, has done for us. Lord, this power of your might, God, that has raised us together with you, that we would grow in this wonderful truth, Lord. And Lord, that we would understand the need, not just of the filling, not just of the infilling, but the fullness of the Holy Ghost in our life. To go on, I thank God for every life that's heard this here today. Lord, my own life included. Lord, as you encouraged our hearts to begin, Lord, help us to be quick to believe. Don't let us be those two that were on that road to Emmaus, Lord God, that you were with. That after it was over, after you were gone, their hearts burned within them after the fact. Lord, our hearts are burning now. And Lord, now is the appointed time. Today is the day. Today is the day. And Lord, thank you. Thank you. This mind, Lord, let it be a renewing today, God. Let it be an encouragement to every life that's heard this. Lord, once again, whether it's been for years or whether it's just been today, let them know in Jesus' name, by your Spirit, Lord, they have been with you. They have heard the word of the Lord. There is no doubt what you want for their life. Lord, we are now the heirs of God. And Lord, praise you, Jesus. May we go on to be those joint heirs with your beautiful Son, our Savior, and by grace, our beloved soon coming bridegroom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.